Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
I need you guys to help me with my sadness.
Okay.
And that means I need you guys to help me be sad.
Oh, you need a cry day?
That's exactly what I'm talking about, Kristen.
Oh, he needs a cry day.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I used to laugh at Kristen when she used to detail for me these crazy-ass cry days she used to, where she forces herself to cry, looking at herself in a mirror, waiting to cry, and then watching the tears slowly roll down her face was somehow, some way, like, very cathartic for you.
It was. It still is. And so, and Abby, I don't wipe the tears because I like to leave the trails of sadness down my face, and you know how it gets a little tight after like the tears dry.
Oh yeah, it's like a free facelift.
Yep. And so it's actually my cry days are tactical cries because I don't want to be out in the wild and not being able to control my emotions. Like everything builds up and it's pent up, and then all of a sudden one little small thing happens and then I have a cry somewhere where I don't need to be crying. So I purposefully would schedule having a cry at home in the comforts of my own home, so I had control over said cry.
So this would be like on your Google calendar, like cry day is Tuesday the 19th or whatever.
You just gotta like, you feel and okay. You know when everything's brewing and it's about to come to a head, and so you just have to intervene, but you don't have anything at that moment to trigger it, so you have to listen to sad music or watch a sad movie or find sad clips online that would elicit said cry, and then once the floodgates are open, you're good to go.
I wish I could do that because I have like emotional IBS. Most days I feel very like emotionally constipated. Like I'm just kind of here. And then one day out of nowhere, I'm just crying. So like yesterday I was at Orange Theory just having just like a sad day. Oh, yeah. And I'm laying on the ground and all of a sudden I just can't stop crying. And like someone comes over to me, they're like, you don't have to do the exercises if you don't want to. And I'm like, it's not that true. I'm very strong. I'm just sad.
See? And the same thing happened to me the other day, Abby. And Bert is because I didn't schedule my cry day. I was at hot yoga and I'm laying there in my shavasana and I'm listening to this like slow music and I feel like this just the tears start to trickle down my eye and I'm like, get it together, Kristen! We're not gonna cry at yoga!
I have a friend that makes himself cry and he also watches himself cry. Like, you do that too?
Yeah.
Yes. Look in the mirror and watch yourself.
That's what she does. I know. I used to think she was a psycho and now I need it. So let me explain why I need this. And here's what I'm asking you guys for. Based on what Kristen is saying, I need a recommendation for something that's just going to push me over the emotional edge and bring some tears and open up the floodgates.
Ooh, military homecomings.
Yes, I almost did it at the Ole Miss game this weekend. I kept it together because my son was there.
See, and Bert, that's why you got to schedule the cry day, because you're teetering, and had it been just a little longer, you would have been at Ole Miss boo-hooing like a big old bitch in the stands.
I think I was. I was in the bitch section.
Yes.
you don't cheer, it's just people that need their cry and they just start crying.
FYI, that is a joke. I feel like all men need to be better in tune with their emotions, right. And it's good and it's healthy to cry.
So here is what I'm asking for, and Kristen has done this before. Like, what movie can you watch? Forget about books, because quite honestly, I don't read. So what book or what Netflix show is going on right now where you know it's so sad that it is going to open up the floodgates on a good cry. Now, I started last night, and I almost got there. Actually, it was two nights ago. Have you guys seen Lessons in Chemistry on Apple?
Not yet. I've read the book.
No. Brie Larson, right?
Oh, my
my God!
I was so close. I was so close. And I feel like, if you weren't listening the other day, my therapist has said, you got to sit in your sadness, man, which is something I am not used to doing. I grew up in a household where my dad was like, shut up, boys don't cry, you know, you don't have it so bad, so you got to like push those emotions away. So I spent a lifetime really doing that. And she says, look, you're going through a sad time right now. You just broke up with your fiance. And I had that this morning. Today was the very last day that I'm in my current home before I am moving into my new home. So this morning, I sat at breakfast and I looked around the living room and I had all of the sort of movie of the good times that we had in that house, like Tiffany Dancing with Eliza was there, which is one of my favorite moments in that house, or all of us sitting around and playing like board games or whatever. And I got really sad and I was this close. But it's a bad time because I can't come in here crying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got people to entertain.
No, you always tell us, like, crying's good for the radio. It's good for ratings.
It's good for you guys.
Okay.
Oh, so our tears are good for ratings, but yours are not.
And then as I left the house this morning in my car, I literally got out in front of the house, and I looked at the house all lit up. It's such a pretty house, too, man. Such a bummer. And I really started to get sad and then thought, I got to put this away because I need to go host a show. And I've said to you guys before, listeners don't care, man. They want to be in their car. They want to laugh. They want to have a good time with us. Yes, they care about our personal lives. But when you get in the car, look, a lot of times we have to compartmentalize this. So I gave myself all of about 20 seconds and I was super sad. And I'm like, all right, put it away. But I need it.
We need to unleash it.
We need to unleash it,
man. We need to open Pandora's box of sadness.
So what are you doing to unleash the floodgates of tears where it's impossible not to cry? Okay?
You know what always made my brother cry this time of year? And we used to laugh because it would come on the radio and he would just start bawling. And he would like beg us to turn the radio off. It's that Christmas shoe song. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's so bad. That's so over the top, though. It's cheesy.
What? Yeah. It's so sad. It's
so, do you have that somewhere in there, Tommy?
I can probably
can you find it? It's so sad that it goes the other way. For me.
It doesn't make you feel sad?
No, I laugh at it.
It tries too hard. Okay, right. So this happened to me the other day, and thank God I was in the comforts of my home, but I was scrolling through the gram, as I do, on my For You page, and I guess it felt that I needed to be sad, and this cartoon, I kid you not, it was a flipping cartoon popped up of a dog with this happy family and a little girl who's about to fall down the stairs. Okay. And the dog grabs her arm and pulls her back and saves her. But she starts crying because she was scared and she has teeth marks on her arm. So when the parents came and saw her, they thought the dog had bit her. And so they gave the dog away.
No.
And again, this is a cartoon. Wow. So they gave the, and so it's the dog talking to another dog, and the dog was just basically saying like, yeah, I would do it all over again. I don't care what they think of me. In my heart, I know I saved that little girl's life. And I'm sitting there watching this dog cartoon like, but the family didn't know that he saved her life and they gave her away anyway, and now he's still proud of what he's done.
A video caught me the other day, and I was actually here, and no one noticed it, but I had to wipe a little tear away.
Was the Cowboys not scoring on that last 2 yards
against
wrong. Philly?
That's 30, that that's it? Low, but that's every week. That's every week. No, it was so random. It was like a guy who was in the Olympics, and he was doing weightlifting, and his wife tragically passed away in a car accident. Did you see that?
Oh,
damn it. Oh, my. And he was like, he had promised her that he was going to go for the gold one more time before she passed, and then, like, he was struggling. He couldn't get it, and then this other guy came out and did it, like, easily, and then he was like, all right. And you could see him, like, just trying to push through it, and then it went to, like, this...
A cartoon.
An animation. Of his wife, like, putting her hands on a bar with him, and then, like, they lifted it up together, and then he dropped it, and he fell on it, and he held the pitch up. I was like, oh! That one caught me, man.
It's animals that do it for me a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Good morning, Haley. You are part of The Burt Show. Hi. I need this for Cry Day.
So I have two movies that will undoubtedly make you cry. One is Brothers with Tobey Maguire. Oh, my gosh. I used that one before to get a control cry. And then my sister's Keeper.
Okay. All right. What is that one about?
That one is about a little girl that was born with cancer. So they had another baby so that that baby would genetically be a match to donate her organs. And ultimately, the sick child decides that she doesn't want to live anymore. So oh, her damn. Sister that was giving her organs oh. does this whole plan to try to essentially let her sister die with integrity.
Oh, God, I'm getting all the feels right now. Okay, that's one I'll definitely stay away from.
That's deep.
That's serious. Bart, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Open up my emotional floodgates, man.
Yeah, man. So since you're a dog person, it has to be Marley and Me. And then since you have some male kids, it's got to be John Q or Denzel Washington.
Oh, that's a good one. I shed a tear on John Q, too.
Oh, I've seen that man. One. It's been a while.
Yeah,
he's trying to save his son's life,
yes.
right?
Yes.
I got one for you, Bert.
Okay.
My Life, Michael Keaton.
Oh.
That will rip your heart
Is
out.
Is that the one where he makes, like, the video yes. for his family to watch after he passes away? Yes. I remember that. Damn. What was the one back in the day, too? It was kind of a romantic one, but it was really cool. Is it P.S. I Love You?
Yes. Yeah. And he left a bunch of letters for her.
Yeah, damn it. That was good.
That one was good.
Get it? The Burt Show.